Round the clock, day and night, 12 B-52s, armed with hydrogen bombs, cruise over the U.S. and Canada, carrying maps, charts, and radar photos of Soviet targets, writes Time magazine this week. In a special report on the Strategic Air Command's constantly airborne Daily Dozen, Time looks at a brand new weapon in the U.S. arsenal. As an answer to the mounting Russian missile force, these planes, Time says, are the minimum strike-back punch that the U.S. can deliver, even if the Soviets devastate all the 100 SAC bases and their grounded planes. Time's special report on this crucial defense weapon is another good example of the incisive coverage that 2.5 million American families expect and get each week in Time magazine.
WRC, WRC-FM, Washington.
You know, there's only one real drawback to doing a show at this hour.
It's dinner time. That's the...
I get hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind waiting over, you know, for the show, but...
Well, I went up to try to get us our coffee, and the machine isn't working.
Machine.
The cafeteria is closed.
You can't depend on machines.
So, well, I don't think we're just not going to have any coffee. That's all there is to that.
Wait a minute.
We might as well.
I think I got an idea.
What?
Hold it. I'll be right back.
Right.
Let me go out in the hall there for a minute.
I don't want you to think we're real temperamental people or anything, but we do like to have a few of the little luxuries, like a cup of coffee, a sandwich.
Hey, you found the...
Oh, yes.
Found a jar of instant coffee.
Leave it to old Marconi here.
George, that's fine.
This jar of instant coffee that they use up on television for the commercials.
Looks fresh, too.
I don't think it's been opened yet. It's up in the prop room.
Wonderful. Yeah. He's on TV.
I'll replace it when I go to the store.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's open it up and mix us some coffee.
Okay.
First time
I ever heard music when you open a jar. Oh, I think I know what it is. You know what it is?
It looks like those little TV prop jars that you with the flavor box.
One of those fake jars, see, where you open it up, music plays. It's a music box, coffee pot.
Musical cheers.
The joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, it's time for the Joy Boys program for Tuesday evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott over here. Bobby Kenton's there. Georgie Brogan's up there.
Yeah.
Arthur Page is still picking golf balls out of his soup.
Yeah, that takes care of our crew. Any questions from anybody?
I don't think anybody. You got any questions over there, anybody? No questions.
All right,
well,
that takes care of that.
Wonderful.
We're all set. Do we have an interesting program coming up this evening?
Looks good. The NBC Halls will be one of our spots we'll visit in the next 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We always like to chat with people who come by to visit us.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to interview and audition two announcers who are working on a... Actually, three, because two of them are brothers.
Oh, I see. It's time for the summer relief announcer time. Is that what it is?
That's exactly right, and we are going to try to get some for some lucky fellow a break.
Oh, sure. And
Robin Hood will be along.
Robin's a friend.
Yeah, they're rehearsing over there in Studio 2.
Okay.
We're in Studio 2 tonight. Incidentally, if you can tell the difference in the sound. I understand we have an award, Eddie.
Yes, what is our award this evening?
The Never Ready Flashlight Battery Manufacturers have voted the Joy Boys show the biggest two duds in radio.
I don't think that's very...
I don't get it myself.
No. Ray Conniff with Billy Butterfield.
The guy fell off the piano there. Yeah. Reached for the last note.
The song was called Rosalie there, and I kind of hope you enjoyed that.
Who could ask for
anything more than a full-size, full-value Chrysler for only $29.64. You get torsion air suspension,
and unibody deserves a mention.
Don't look far, don't look twice.
Here's a full-size car
at a small-size price. Who could ask for anything more than a full-size, full-value Chrysler for only $29.64?
Yes, only $29.64 plus modest destination charges is the list price of a beautiful Chrysler Newport. This is no junior edition, but a full-size Chrysler with famous torsion air suspension and durable unibody construction. $2,964 at your Chrysler dealers now.
Who could ask for anything more than a full-size, full-value Chrysler for only $29.64? For only $2,964.
Well, there we are now. It's time for us to switch out of the NBC halls, where my partner Willard Scott is going to interview a few of the passers-by. Come in, Willard.
Yes, hello out there. With my headset on, I have Mike Fonda. This is a very distinguished gentleman passing by. How are you, sir? Whatever. A couple of the NBC employees out for a coffee break. There's one burglar down at the end of the hall trying to get into the
account. Who's our first guest this evening?
Eddie, two pages just came by, but there's nobody right here.
No,
you know, I think it might be possible that we mistimed this thing.
Let's see.
You will stand here, and I'll go down the hall.
See. Maybe there's some... Maybe they're up in a television studio there. This is the first time this has ever happened, ladies and gentlemen. We usually have guests. Romy or...
down there? Hey, Perky. Hey, you.
Willard can't find anyone at the end of the hall. Evidently, there's no one taking the tour today. They're all taking the cure, I guess.
Check down the end of the hall. There's nobody coming anyway. Look, there's another elevator on the other side. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Willard is going down the other end of the hall. Maybe there's somebody. They may be coming right off the elevator. Evidently,
hey, I'll be right back. Hold on just a minute. I'll turn the garage.
Evidently,
the
we don't have any tours this evening. It's kind of embarrassing. I could interview myself, but that's kind of dull listening. And Willard is down at the end of the hall now, trying to find somebody. We usually have somebody here, but this evening, for some strange reason, I guess they're all over at another station. So Willard can't. There's evidently a car out in the garage. Maybe you could hear the horn blowing there. I'm not sure. But Willard couldn't find anybody? Anybody there?
Nobody down there at all.
Well, I guess we might just as well go back. Here's a little side room right over here. Why don't we...
It's locked, too.
We don't have much cable.
We got enough
of the wires.
Here we go. Come on. Here we go. This is awesome. The light watchman pop.
Hey, 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 hey. Oh, hey. What do you want? Somebody robbing the station?
We interview you.
We're going to interview me. Oh, sleeping, buddy.
For heaven,
I take my...
Take it back. George, play a record.
Wake me up. I'm
play a record.
Now, let's call Moon Over Miami, done by Miss Susan Barrett, back in the studio again here on the Joy Boy Show, Ed Walker and Willard Scott.
It's too bad I couldn't find anybody in the hall to interview. It just seems a shame. I thought normally on Tuesday it was preset. It's time to... This is sort of a radio first with the Joy Boys. Last year we experimented with the idea, and we got four or five of the guys' jobs. Not here, some of the management upstairs, because they let us use this idea on the air. They had to get new jobs. But we are auditioning on the air, as it were. Let you...
I'm going on to get our first...
Go ahead, I'll explain to people what we do. You see, we have a summer relief job open for an announcer who will, of course, fill in while the other boys, regular men, take vacations. So we have guys come in and audition. But rather than do it as a closed audition, we are holding what we call open audition. Meaning that you can listen to these guys and choose the ones that you want to work for your station,
okay,
feeling that this is your station, heavens forbid, for this coming
summer.
I have
our first guest ready here.
Very good.
How do you do?
Your name is?
Zeke Swanson. How are you?
Zeke?
Yes, sir. I've been working down WWVO down there for
in
a while.
Seagram's, West Virginia?
That's right, Sugar Booger. I've been working down there for quite a while.
That's our sister station. Well, now, this station, of course, is a folk station, folk music station.
Good. I
no,
like
not
it.
This one. I mean, the one you work
for.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
you were here, too.
No, we play. Let me straighten you out on our policy. We
yeah,
play pretty much
me out on your policy.
Big band sound and down the middle of the road music.
Down the middle of the road.
No.
I saw a big fat toad. I've heard that one. That's a good
this
one.
This is sort
Roy
of a.
Cuff, of course,
wait a minute. Now, this is a little bit of a high class station.
Yeah.
I don't like to use that word because it sounds snobbish.
Well, just give me the copy and let me go. Here we go.
Your name again?
Zeke Swanson.
Zeke Swanson,
yeah.
Formerly WWV. Have you quit your job yet?
Yes.
That's too big.
Now, want me to introduce this newscast? Is that
give your name. Start the tape, George, okay? Okay, give your name.
That's Zeke Swanson auditioning for WRC. NBC Radio News on the Hour. Now from the NBC Newsroom, here's Chet Atkins.
Huntley,
I'm sorry. Excuse me, how about that?
That's all right, fine.
You like that?
Leave your name and address on the way out with the girl.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you just for your time this
morning.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think our next, we have two.
There's a bag of gopher gizzards in there. You better give them to them quick.
You bring in the next bunch, please.
Yeah, come on in, Paul.
How do you do?
Now, these, Courtney or the senior, this is Chuck and Tommy Bowl. Chuck and Tommy Bowl. Chuck?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I just said to Chuck. Chuck. Chuck?
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe
I'd better explain.
Chuck and Tommy and I.
We are twins. Are you identical twins?
No.
I was born one second before Tommy.
Tommy.
Oh, I see. So there's a little delay.
A delay.
In everything we say. Well, I mean, we don't do stereo yet here at the station. I doubt very seriously if we could. You guys certainly are handsome fellas.
Thank you.
Very much.
We would just like to get a crack at the job.
I don't think we can work anything out. Have you any experience at all?
Oh, yes.
We did a little theater in Virginia. Okay, well, that's very nice. I'll see. We've got some nice recommendations upstairs.
I'll work alone if he won't work with me.
That's the first time you've ever said anything to
me. Well, it's a job at stake.
But you and I are brothers in this place.
Brothers, mothers.
I think we've wrecked a beautiful team here.
Right up, ladies and gentlemen, for the greatest show on earth. The circus is here. Yep, I tell you what I'm going to do.
Hey, knock it off, Jack. We have a commercial. What'd you do?
Who knows dart?
The full-size dodge call dart I do. I'm a dart expert. Smooth.
The music?
No, the dart ride. Torsionnaire.
And?
Dart is sturdy.
Oh.
Unitized body. Rust-proof quiet.
You do know dart.
The dodge dart.
Dodge dart.
Room, too.
What?
World's a room. Cargo room. People room.
What else?
Economy. Dart saves money.
Pray, how's that?
Alternator.
Pardon me?
Charges batteries.
Really?
Even at low engine speed.
Wow!
Dart V8s and an incline 6.
Engine.
Save.
Zip. Go power.
Sizzle and save.
Stretch gas.
Regular gas.
Wonderful, but...
Wonderful what?
Dart's price.
With Ford and Chevy.
With...
Model for model with.
Dodge Dart's price. Model for model with Ford and Chevrolet.
Ah, say it again. Just for me.
Dodge Dart's priced model for model with Ford and Chevrolet.
Wonderful. Now you know Dart, too.
And you can choose from 23 models.
Yeah.
That's Lou Crosby, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, Lou.
Good night, everybody!
And now, the National Broadcasting Company proudly presents Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park.
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men. Steered by the bad, drawn by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Risk, the greatest name in watches, brings you the exciting adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park, the noble true stories of the old man of Europe. As our story opens, we find our... Look,
as our story opens,
if we can't get a writer, you'll just have to accept my ad-libbing the way it is.
Go ahead.
As our story opens, we find ourselves somewhere in Rock Creek Park with only one microphone as the birds sing in the background. Friar Tuck and Little John are out there pounding maize as we hear maize say,
"What is it that's wrong with Robin this morning?"
Aye. Hello, Dale.
Yes.
Robin is still sleeping.
Hey, Mike, is it about time we have breakfast around here?
Quiet there.
Big fella. What's the matter? Where's Robin?
Robin's asleep.
Robin's asleep?
Aye, matey.
You realize what time it is?
Quiet, please. Robin's trying to sleep.
I know that,
what time
it's
is it?
7:30 in the morning here. I don't understand.
I know. Quick, get
that
on the horse.
Run the friend.
Quiet.
Let me run off my horse.
Robin's asleep. Please, take a little quiet, please.
Well, I don't know about you boys, but I think it's time we wake up Robin. I don't think he'd want to sleep this late.
Well, oh, look, out of the cave. Here he comes now, Robin is... coming up. Attention, men. Hurry. Quietly sing Robin the Friend.
Robin the Friend. Good morning, men.
Good morning, Robin, sir.
It's wonderful to see you standing at attention.
We are short our respect.
If that bird wouldn't sing so loud, I have a bit of a head this morning.
Little John, would you get that bird?
I have a bit of a head this morning, men. I didn't have enough... sleep last night,
I am begging your pardon, sir.
Yes, what is it?
But would you like to tell the men exactly what were you doing last night?
Well, I sat up a bit too late, waiting for the big fight on TV.
But, Robin, didn't you know that Floyd Patterson and Ingemar Johansson, they didn't fight on television? It was a closed-circuit job. You couldn't see it except...
No, it wasn't that fight at all. I was waiting for Jack Parr and Ed Sullivan, and one of them never showed up. I just sat up and...
Hey, Robin, you were taken in by a publicity man.
Robin Hood.
This has been a Hoodwink production.
Are you kidding?
The joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
Now that does it for the joy boys for this Tuesday night. Till tomorrow, this is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott here, thanking Georgie Broyden. Good old Arthur Page.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, Arthur, Johnny, Paul of
this is Charles Steffer reminding you that this program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas.
We got our first card in Paris this week.
Jack Benny breaks a string on his fiddle tonight over NBC.
Well,
WRC and WRC FM in Washington. Stay tuned for the news next on NBC Radio, Eastern Time, 7:30.
Charlie, listen to the radio for a change. It'll rest your eyes. Romantic, huh, Charlie? Give me an L&M, Charlie. Charlie? Charlie, wake up!
This has been NBC News on the Hour. Listen again on the Hour for NBC Radio News, brought to you by Chesterfield King. Air softened, they satisfy. Go Monitor 61 with Wayne Howell, Saturday night on NBC.
Hi,
this is Al Ross, and I'll bet your relaxing time is right after lunch, right? I tell you what, if you'll swing that radio dial of yours around to the 98 spot, long about 105, I'll play you some nice tunes that I'm sure will strike your fancy. Mostly we go for album music by the brightest stars of show business, and you hear nice bright songs, some on the sentimental side, and every now and then the big Broadway showstoppers. So after a morning of riding herd on Junior and jockeying the vacuum cleaner and doing the scads of other things that tend to wear you to a frazzle, why not throw in the housework towel about 105 and relax with my music on the Al Ross Show? Oh, did I mention that I'm in the middle of the dial 98 spot? Yeah, I surely meant to.
WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in the nation's capital.
Eddie, you've been so nervous all day today.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, for her. Look, Eddie.
Yes.
Quit cracking your knuckles. You broke a finger there. Look.
I'm sorry. I just a little nervous.
Oh, that's terrible, Eddie. Put your hand. Oh, I forgot to give you something.
What?
Here.
Here. Oh, that's what was wrong.
Subconsciously, you've been worried about your money.
Yes. Oh, thank you for the check.
Yours.
Mine. Got yours?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
They docked me $2 for...
Huh?
So what's going on?
Got our paycheck. It's the 15th payday.
Got your what?
Check. Payday.
Payday?
Payday.
Hey, fellas.
Engineers, engineers, come back. We got a show to do. You can get paid at 7:30.
Think I could break the union rule and play the theme? I mean, we got to do something here.
Casually walk by and flick it with your shoulder as you go by.
Okay.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
You got your yo-yo string caught in the volume control again.
He's got Brogan's head caught in the yo-yo string, too. It's a little embarrassing. Welcome to the Joy Boys edition of our show here. And so we're having a lot of laughs on our show.
And in the engineering department here, Bobby Shenton.
Robert.
And George Brewington.
Hello, hi.
Hi, George.
How you doing?
Hi, fine. Hi.
That's me, I'm here.
Arthur Page. You got your money, fellas?
Finally, yeah.
Glad to hear it, okay.
Got my money.
Wonderful here.
Hello, excuse me. You Pardon. Two boy, that's a fanny slapper, that door.
Yes,
it really wangs you in there.
Got a spring on it, yes.
Whee! I think I like
we're
it.
On the...
Let me go back out and come in again. Whee! Ooh, that's laughs. Yeah, we still... Is this the Huntley Brinkley Report?
No, ma'am. This is the radio studio.
Oh, excuse me.
This is the Joy Boy Show.
I got some calf's foot jelly. I'm Prussy Two from Toledo, Ohio.
Prussy, it's awfully nice of you to come by. I think you'll find Mr. Huntley's in New York. Mr. Brinkley be down the hall in the television studio.
All right, I'll see. Excuse me for interrupting.
Sure, that's perfectly awesome. Well, now, coming up on the program this evening, we have Great Moments in History. We have Randolph W. Goon. And also the Yellow Ghost. I don't know if we have them in the right order or not, but we do have them here. And I believe we have an award also, don't we, Willie?
That's right, Eddie. The soap manufacturers have just voted the Joy Boy Show the program that's all washed up.
I
gotta play the music. Now or never.
The brass choir, and it's called You're Just in Love.
Thank you. Very nice music.
Now?
Yes, sweetie. The days are growing longer, but still there comes eventide, a time to pause, reflect, perchance to dream, as we bring you poems from the pen of Randolph W. Goon on Goon River
anthology. And here...
Excuse me, I'm a little old lady from Toledo, Ohio.
I'm sorry, man. You have the wrong studio.
Jelly for Mr.
Have you seen Mr. Goon in the hall?
David Goon?
No, Randy Goon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're on the air, madam. Good night.
Good night.
Mr. Goon will be here shortly. And I hope that he will have some interest.
I don't want no cash foot jelly, lady. I'm not injured briefly. Now, for heaven's sake,
Mr. Goon, would you please get in here and do your show, please?
Good evening, Mr. Announcer.
How do you do? Where did you get that jar of calf's foot jelly?
Some old lady out there selling calf's foot jelly. I
see.
Don't understand it.
Now, here's Mr. Goon's first poem of the evening in
Never
title.
Heard of Toledo, Ohio. Where is it?
It's the... in Ohio.
Mm,
Mr. Goon's first poem for this evening is entitled Randy McGoon's Band.
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
Well,
excuse me.
Oh, me name is Mac McGoon and I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in number, we're the loudest in the land. A jig, a reel, a snappy song, that's all we ever play. We use a high-fidelity system that's built by RCA. Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. A credit to old Sarnoff is that hi-fi set by RCA. There's Tennessee, Mullen and Schwartz, the finest in the land. How Schwartz got in there is something we'll never understand. Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you. You sound like you have a bit of a sinus problem this evening, Mr. Goon.
No.
Oh. Now, Mr. Goon,
chewing my gum here just a minute. Boy,
pop it, your bubble gum.
Niggity dog.
Mr. Goon's second poem is entitled Corns Away.
Cornucopia is Latin. Baklava is Greek. I've got a little something, and it ain't on my cheek. Down along the tip of my cordovan, just below my sneaker wall, is a corn the size of an ostrich egg, about an inch or two tall. Each step I take is painful, and the tippy toe is out. Before I get another corn, I hope to get a bump on my snout. The best I could do.
Yes, well, work on it. Now, in closing, here's Mr. Goon with his thought for today.
A slip of the lip can mess up a good hoagie.
Thank you very much.
You know, you'll
join us again next week for another
by
Goon River Anthology. Good night. There she goes, Dinah Shore, and Someday Sweetheart with Red Norvo in the group here on the Joy Boys program for Wednesday.
I know that Huntley and Brinkley must be here.
Yes, ma'am. If you just wait out here,
yes,
I'll take care of it.
I just don't understand.
Hey, fellas, you got to help me out here.
What is it, Perky? What's the matter?
Well, there's this old lady in the hall, see? And she's got some calf's foot jelly.
Yeah, keep her out of here.
Oh, I know what she wanted to give it to David Brinkley, and he's gone home.
Yeah, well, we don't want her, but she was in here.
Could you accept it on behalf of Huntley and Brinkley so I get her off my back?
Look, the lady has been in here twice, and she's bugging us.
And I don't like calf's foot jelly, you see.
Give her a tour and bring her back at 7:30. We'll help you then.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Hi, lady. I'll take you on a tour of the building.
Let's continue. We took our men from the backwoods, from the mountains and the plains, and what we lacked in number, we really lacked in brains. Both Rebs and Yankee strangers, they called us Nosby's Rangers. From north and south, they knew our fame. Yellow Ghost is what they call me. Chicken Little is my name.
The exciting story of the Yellow Ghost. The story of John Singleton Nosby, Confederate States of America. Today's episode entitled The Variety Hour. As our story opens, we find ourselves 15 miles from Leesburg, up towards Waterford, just across the mountaintop. Somewhere in a little cluster of trees, outside camp, the major and the sergeant are talking about the men's morale.
Well, Miles, we are down here 15 miles from Leesburg. Just
Major, I don't think it's necessary to go with all that.
Miles, I wanted to hear your idea for a camp show to pep up the men's morale. If you've got somebody to entertain the boys.
Well, it's a group from Richmond. Mabel, a troop, and a traveling group. And they've been singing down the Richmond way for Lee's Army.
I see.
And I brought them up here to an RFP railroad train.
Can I talk to her
Miles.
Just a minute, I'll go get her out here by now.
Mabel, the boys certainly need some entertainment here.
Mabel, this is a major.
How do you do, Major? It's a great pleasure to make your acquaintance, sir.
Mabel Troop, is that your name?
That's my professional name, yes, sir.
I see. Who is that other gentleman with you?
He's my piano player. Clyde, say hello to the Major. Hey! Clyde has a cold.
It sounds as though you have a cold, too. Miles, are you sure they're all right to entertain our boys?
Major, I took the liberty of asking all the men together in the mess hall.
All right, well, let's go on over there, Mabel. We'll let you... we have a piano over there, Clyde.
Fine. I'll introduce the men are all men in here. All right, men. I am pleased for your entertainment this evening to introduce Mabel Troop and her musical group.
Thank you very much, Clyde. Would you give me an arpeggio, please, sir?
Let's hear it big for Mabel.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Major Noseby, and in all fairness, I think I should tell you that 2 weeks after Mabel the Troop's performance, the South surrendered. Thank you, and good night.
The preceding was transcribed. Been a Johnny Reb production.
Guy Mitchell, and my dreams are getting better all the time. And now, great moments in history.
Great moments in history. The facts and true stories behind momentous events that have helped to shape the present-day world. Today's great moment in history. The story of a young man named Matthew Maddox. As our story opens, the year is 1802. We find ourselves in a small schoolroom in the south of Wales in England. As a schoolmaster is talking, we hear a young boy in the back of the room muse to himself.
I wish I could get this down. I just don't hope he doesn't ask me to ask him.
Who is that talking in the back of the room, huh?
It is I, sir, Matthew Maddox.
Matthew,
yes?
Come forward. Extend your hand.
What?
How many times do I have to tell you that it is not polite to talk while others are talking in the room? Furthermore, Matthew, your conduct is disgraceful. Your marks are terrible.
Sir, may I have one word?
Yes.
The reason I was talking to myself, if that's any defense. I was trying to figure out how much 2 times 6 was.
Matthew, you know that it's important that we learn to do the multiplication. Now then, tonight I want you to go home and work on it, come back here tomorrow and know all those answers.
How much is 2 times 6?
2 times 6, Matthew, is 12.
2 times 6? How do you get it? What I don't understand.
And so young Matthew Maddox went home that evening, and sitting by the fire in his small Welsh home, we hear him thinking to himself.
These 2 and 2. See, if I make 2 rows of 6s, that's 12. And if I make 6 rows of 2,
Matthew?
That's 12.
Matthew!
Yes, Father!
Come here.
Yes, Father!
How many times do I have to tell you not to write on my good table?
I'm sorry, Dad. I was just doing a little work.
Stop it!
Ow! Daddy, I just wish you wouldn't... See, I don't know what to do. Everybody says 4, 6, 6, 20...
Matthew Maddox, would you stop writing on the table?
I'm sorry, Daddy.
It's an expensive Duncan Fife there.
I didn't mean anything.
And so the next day, Matthew Maddox was ready to go back to school and do his studies as he had been promised to do. But there was a big test in arithmetic that morning, and as all the students gathered in the school, the teacher said,
"This morning, class, we are having a test in arithmetic. You'll all kindly take your seats now. See that all the class is here with the exception of Matthew Maddox. Evidently, he didn't know his subject, so he's chickening out." Yes, that boy is incorrigible. Now then, class, on the blackboard, you... Matthew! Matthew!
Yes, teacher?
What in the world are you dragging into my classroom, boy?
This is my father's table, sir.
Your father's table?
Yes,
what
sir.
What board did you bring it to class?
Sir, if you look here, I have a little triangle that I've worked out.
Yes?
You notice from the top of the table?
Yes.
It starts off with 1.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is 2 times 1.
Yes.
You see on the whole table, I have the entire mathematical equation written out.
Matthew, that's very interesting. What do you call this?
I call this my multiplication table.
Brilliant! Brilliant!
And that's today's great moment in history. The fact and true story how Matthew Maddox, a young English boy, discovered that writing on a table could cause him good grades and good night from us here at the station. The preceding was transcribed from Washington, D.C. Stay tuned now for the sign-off of this program, brought to you in living color, pioneered and developed by the newsroom.
No, ma'am, I don't want the calf's foot jelly. I got this lady on the phone now, Wilbur.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Now,
really,
Mr. Brinkley has gone home for the day. Yes. Goodbye.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
According to the old clock on the wall, as they say, the old cliche, it's time to go. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott thanking our battery of engineers this evening. Over there, Bobby Shetton. Archie Page still up in the accounting department somewhere.
I was robbed. I was shortchanged.
And Georgie Broington, of course, that wonderful character.
2 days off. 2 days off.
2 days off. Don't forget, Charlie Stafford says,
this program has been one of the worst I've ever heard.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio.
Sally Mander never minds the noise in the market, but just minds the price of the fish tonight on the NBC Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a chagrined Willard Scott speaking to you. Normally, our program is pre-recorded, the Joy Boys. Normally, we tape between 12 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon for that same day's show. Today was no different. At 12 o'clock, the group got in the control room and we tape-recorded our program. But something happened that was so strange, so mysterious, so completely unorthodox. Is that clean? Would you get the vice president to check that word, will you?
All right.
Unorthodox, that we thought that you, the listeners, might be interested. We will now play back the tape of the earlier recording today. Would you roll it? Okay, I think we're all set to go on the air here. Eddie, you were...
All set, Willard. We got the...
Look, I knocked out all of that Irish music on the show today.
Why?
Well, now, look, may I say this in honesty? I mean, I don't want to get anybody mad at me.
All right.
I think we had enough Irish music all day on the station. Mm-hmm. Now, look, I played it. Ross played it this morning.
I played it.
You played it on your show.
That's true.
I mean, this is a swinger, our show.
Well, we want to keep it just to...
Just take all the Irish music off the show.
All right. Okay.
And, I mean, all this stuff. I mean, you know, everybody. There's Scotchmen listening. There are Hindus, a couple of Arabs, maybe a burglar. I mean, they never get any credit. Why should we always ballyhoo the Irish? I mean, I can't see it.
Well, okay, so. You've made your point.
Okay. All right. Are you in there, Mr. Engineer?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, play the theme.
Art?
Huh?
Play the theme.
Turntable won't work.
Well, bang it. Like
well,
you normally
do. The turntable is just not working. I can't.
So you knocked out all the Irish music on the program, did you know?
Who said that?
I did.
Who
are you? Don't look up there. Look down here.
Yeah.
Down by your shoe top.
Holy smoke, Eddie. He's a little 2 feet tall. He has great big green hat on, and he has big black shoes.
I'm a leprechaun, I am. And so you don't want to play any Irish music on your crummy program. Is that what I heard you say?
Eddie, I see it, but I don't believe it.
I'm not going to let you go on with the show if you don't put a little Irish spirit in the thing.
Look, you're from some agency. This is a gag.
You're on that tape machine. You better put a real Irish tape on there. I see what you're using now. You can't get smart with me,
buddy. Scotch Myler-based tape. Now, leave the tape alone.
I'm a leprechaun, and I'm here to support the cause of the Irish, and I intend to do so.
Let me see your card.
Here it is.
Union card, leprechaun, 853. I don't...
Paid in full. Too, I want you to know.
A living leprechaun, and there's nothing we can do on the show.
If you'll change your attitude, I'll start the turntable for you.
Here's the Irish music, Art. Bob, would you take the Irish script back?
Put the Irish tape on.
Get all the hokey Irish ad libs and play the theme. All right.
That's more like it, Bob.
All right, here you go.
Well,
are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Now you know what happened at the beginning of our taping session today. We thought we'd just pass that along to you. This is Ed Walker here.
Leonard Scott here, and I'm still not convinced that guy was a leprechaun. I think he was... Wait a minute.
You still don't believe it, huh?
Wait a minute. Well, you get out of here.
I can cut you off the air at will, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what the best thing for us to do right now is just to get our attitude straight here and do this bit right. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, this is Art Page here.
That's Bobby, a mystery man over there. That's Bobby. Oh, Bobby Shenton, you're not a mysterious man. That's the other mysterious man over there. Would you get the leprechaun out of the studio?
I thought I'd sit here.
I wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day and I'll leave, will you?
All right. Okay. Happy St. Patrick's Day and I'll leave, will you?
Okay. Our program today looks like a lot of laughs, a veritable riot of laughs. We're going to, because of the leprechaun, interview some people who are having a big Irish celebration at a club called the Bitter Blarney Club in Silver Spring.
Used to make a candy bar, didn't they?
Awfully good.
Oh,
a bit of honey, I think.
Oh, yes, of course.
The WRC Roundtable of Knowledge will feature a bomb performance again. And Mr. Fix is going to fix something.
Yeah, all right. Now, we have an award, do we, today?
I understand we do. The Irish Immigrants of America have just voted us the two biggest shams on the rock.
Ah, it's right here.
Play the first record. Horace Bass, our engineer.
Well, that's Luther Henderson and his hand clappers there. It's not for me to say.
Wonderful.
We have a couple of distinguished gentlemen. Well, you can stop clapping your hands now, Luther. We have a couple of distinguished gentlemen from the Armed Forces Radio Service here. Willard, you know we've told them the show is heard overseas and everything, and they came down to see us.
What a man.
We just didn't believe it was possible. We had to see it with our own ears.
Never seen
it
quite like it in my life before.
It's ridiculous. They didn't like the show, so they left, evidently. We're going to switch now to the Bitter Blarney Club. Is that where we're going?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's switch.
Horace Hooker, NBC Roving Reporter, speaking to you from 323 Galway Street down here in Silver Spring, where we are at the Bitter Blarney Club. This being St. Patrick's Day, I thought it might be very nice for us to talk to some Irishmen. But
play it from your heart.
I'm a little surprised. This isn't quite what we... Here's the manager over here, Twit DeWill. Mr. DeWill?
Good afternoon. It's a great pleasure to have you to visit the Blarney Club, sir.
And this, of course, St. Patrick's Day.
Could I be showing you to a table now?
Well, before we sit out, we want to interview with some of the authentic color and some of the authentic Irish laughter and what seems to be lacking in this room. Take us to the room where all the laughs are.
Why, this is the main room. Hear me, boy. This is where all the things are going on here, you know.
I'm sure there must be a basement where you guys got a,
The wine cellar down there. We don't have nothing going on down there.
Oh, yeah. Instead of, I expected to have a string band, you've got a harpist.
Well, now, let me make something clear to you. You are misinformed, my boy. You think that all of our Irish parties are raucous, don't you?
Well, I mean, it's not that we think. I mean,
I want you to know that we can be subdued. I mean, this is the higher class type of place we run in here now.
Well, I mean, it was just that St. Patrick's Day, we expected, the drums go banging, the cymbals.
Oh, you don't. You give me a headache when you act like that. Mary O'Toole on the harp over there, and she's playing nice harp Irish music.
Always associate St. Patrick's Day with a lot of laughs and a bunch of guys who've been hitting the juice pretty good there and singing and yelling.
You can be happy without having a loud, raucous party all the time.
But, I mean, the Irish are famous for their flaring tempers and their fire.
I think you got the whole thing wrong, me boy. You're one of those creeps, just like everybody else, think that Irishman is loud and that he's always getting into a fight. Think he's got a quick temper, don't you?
Well, I mean,
But I want to tell you one thing now, me boy. Yeah. We're the gentlest people in the world. And unless we're aroused, we don't get mad.
Want a little...
But don't help me. If you don't change your mind, I'm going to tell you live from
I just was thinking about the snow.
Listen, I don't know. We've been in a high class fight.
I
want to get out of here.
This is more like what we wanted when we came here. Much more than what we expected. At least we've proven our point. Let's dream, fucko. This is what's left of the NBC radio network.
Miss Diana Trask there, and the song called Let's Fall in Love. Not literally, please, for goodness sake. Would you like to read the commercial this evening?
Certainly I would, Ed.
All right.
Thank you for trusting me with the one spot I call my own. Hey, today and tomorrow is again the big S-brand sale week at Safeway. And this means great savings in values of items like these.
8 ounce. Don't let me do it now, will you?
Yeah. Oh, the leprechaun is back.
8 ounce package of Bel Air fresh frozen asparagus spears. They're green, you know.
Mm.
2 for $69 or 3 for $1.
Mm.
Then how about a 10 ounce package of Bel Air fresh frozen baby limeys?
Lima beans.
Oh, lima beans, yeah. That is. 2 for $43 or 5 for $1.
That's right.
Airwake. Oh, I'm not supposed to do it anymore.
That's
okay.
Right. These are just a few of the many money saving values you'll find during Safeway's great S brand sale.
I think I rate my own show. I really
you'll
do.
Also find U.S. inspected and grade A frying chickens being featured. Tender, delicious fryers, the ever-popular source of taste-tempting meals.
They have a club, don't they?
The fryers?
Yes.
New York.
Show business.
Fryers are being featured through Saturday at 33 cents a pound, cut up or whole at 29. So don't forget to pick up some delightful 2 fresh Florida Dunkin'-seeded grapefruit. 5 plump, juicy grapefruit, only 29 cents.
Here's juice in your eye.
There are many more wonderful values featured, so visit and shop Safeway for food.
It's first.
Thank you. Very good. Each week at this time, the National Broadcasting Company takes great pleasure in presenting the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge.
Oh, I was
presenting our distinguished panel members who discuss a word in our English language and give you the semantics of this word, the derivation, as it were, of a word. Now, if I'll call the panel members together, members for the panel, would you rise and shine, please?
Oh, all righty. Good evening.
First of all, Mr. Orson Meyer, representing the Chicago Institute for the Abolishment of Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that terrible town, terrible... Oh.
Miss Anonym, formerly the Miss Synonym of 1932, now with the East, West, North, South Word Study Group for Word Preservation.
There she is, Miss South America.
And finally... and finally, the eminent and distinguished professor of neo-anthro-semantics of Wiesbaden, Germany, Professor Heinrich van Lijn.
Yeah, good evening, and do licks mir and help them to everybody out there.
And a happy St. Patrick's Day to you there,
y'all. Who is he, anyway? I don't know.
We take our word today from the Anglo-Juke word.
What's that right?
Yes, it's an Anglo-Juke.
They make boxes with records in them, don't they?
Now, are you ready for today's
I'm
word?
I'm ready for today's
okay.
word.
Okay.
Oh. You have to hit that
Professor,
bell
you're day. Over coffee, Professor. Would you sit down and
boy.
Talk? Today's word is Irish. I-R-S-H.
Irish.
Green for the day.
Irish. Irish.
Irish. Mr. Meyer, the word Irish.
I think it's very obvious that Irish is a flower. Or, otherwise known as the part of an eye, the iris.
That's the iris I think you're thinking of there.
Oh, no, no, you're wrong, Mr. Scott.
What's
that was George Gershwin's brother, Iris.
No, that was
Mr.
Ira.
Mr. on song.
Ira, 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 Ira.
No, you're all wet, Jeff Scott. Ira is Eddie Cantor's wife.
So that's Ida.
Ira, Ida. Oh, right.
That's Ida, Ida, Ida. That's
no, Ida is the thing that potatoes come from, Ida.
Idaho, no, no, it's Idaho Baker, Idaho.
Idaho, that was a book there that was very good. It was
we've been visiting with our
there,
panel members, Mr. Orson Meyer, Miss Anonym.
Yes.
They don't answer, I'm re-upping the show.
Why not?
And the Professor Heinrich van Lijn.
Yeah, right, it's nippy.
Obviously, neither one of you, none of you, the three of you, do not know that Irish, of course, pertaining to a race of people, a group, a nationality of people, a nation, Ireland.
Was that
there.
Right?
Yes.
What else? You learn something every day,
I'm
don't you?
Sorry, it has to be on our time.
Hey, fellas, you're a little
way. Boy, way out.
Hey, it's Frankie Sinatra. How do you like it? When are you smiling here?
Yeah, very good record
all right,
there.
You're on, Willis.
The show is coming to you from WRC and WRC...
FM.
FM, NBC and...
Washington.
WRC Radio in cooperation with Johnson and Swanson, the world's greatest manufacturer of first aid kits, and a visit with Mr. Fix-It, radio's original do-it-yourself program. Today, as we join Mr. Fix-It, we find him out here in the backyard where he's rehearsing for the annual chorus, I think. Ahoy there, Clayton.
Ahoy there, Willard Scott, and good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we
how
just
are
learned
you?
That Mr. Fixit's first name was Clayton. And
why are we even trying to keep it a secret?
We're blabbing it around. Mr. Fixit?
The name is Murgatroyd, as long as it's coming out here.
Welcome to the show again today.
Thank you. I have a very practical project.
Johnson and Swanson.
Yes.
Our sponsor.
You've been with me a long
Sit
time.
Sit down. You don't have to stand up when I say the name of the sponsor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well.
Oh, what is today?
Lead me. You're the straight man on
what? What is today's feature, Mr. Fixit?
Well, today we're doing something that's practical. This is not a luxury item. This is out of necessity.
I see. And
as a public service, I would like to remind the motorists of the Washington area, Maryland and Virginia, that it's not too long in the distant when you must have your new license tags on your car.
And you're finding a way to forge a license plate.
Oh, no, nothing as ridiculous as that. I'm just going to show you in a simple, easy lesson how easy it is to put on your license plate. There's no need to bother the friendly service station attendant at your friendly service station. I mean, when you can do it yourself.
I see that many people have a lot of troubles, of course, with bolts rusting and things. This is the little knick-knack nut-bolt kit that you
have
here.
That's right, and this is we use these little wrenches here that have the proper size.
We take the old plate off the car first.
First of all, it's just two screws on each plate. I'll just start loosening this plate. It's a little stuck. Just give me a little room.
I'll move out of the way.
Ow!
I hit
my thumb.
Fender fell off there.
Yeah, but I hit my thumb this morning there.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, well,
you've only got one bolt to go.
Huh? Yeah, I only got one fender to go. All right, now let me see. If I could just, wait a minute, get this one here. All right, a little rusty.
You broke a headlight there, Mr. Fixit.
You know.
Getting the front plate off. Well, you got both plates off the front anyway.
Well, just put the anybody like to buy an open roadster?
Would you like to go ahead and put the bolt back on the front?
There's no place to put it. The
radiator's still there.
Oh, well, let me try. Here, let me get the...
Bang it on a radiator, and we are running short on time.
Get it.
We've been visiting with... doing his job for the Mr. Apparently, the radiator is no longer in front of the car. Johnson and Swanson has brought you this program. Mr. Fix is now walking over, getting his daughter's bicycle over there.
Excuse me. You got a car token.
Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fix it say.
Why did he invent the car anyway?
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
That's our program for this week, folks. Our producer, Richard the Lionhearted. Our director, Marco Polo. Scripts and special material by Queen Isabella.
Columbus went on.
Our lawyer, Clarence Darrow.
Well, we lost another one, boy.
Thanks to Bobby Shedden, Arthur Fay, and the Mystery Man. Here's Charlie Steph.
This program is still being heard by our armed forces overseas, I guess.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Mac McGarry gets his naturalization papers just in time for St. Patrick's Day, tonight on NBC.